It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Neil. Thanks for having me. That was fun yesterday, wasn't it?
I was going to say, you had to have like a total blast on the sidelines. I want you to know I'm jealous. I'm envious. It had to have been a lot of fun.
Oh, it sure was. The Saints kind of had a parade in AT&T Stadium, and then a bunch of Saints fans had a parade outside AT&T Stadium. I was thinking about this morning. How many fan bases are there in the NFL that travel with a tuba? Because it seems like the Saints do. But one of my favorites, like, I love watching games in the Superdome, right? It's one of the most fun times I have ever had in my life, is like watching the crowd get into it the way they did in week one. But I almost enjoy a little bit more going on the road and just looking around and watching just the dejected faces of Cowboys fans. And it was like that for three quarters up in Green Bay last year. Because, man, it's like they were so hyped up, and all you heard all week was that they'd won 16 consecutive home games. And now how quickly that narrative has turned to actually they've lost two consecutive home games if you go back to the playoff matchup, and they've gotten dog-walked in both of them and have been embarrassed. This Saints team, there was a lot of question marks going into the season. I think a lot of people were kind of on the fence about how they felt about it. I don't think a lot of people necessarily felt committed to Dennis Allen or Derek Carr or the way this kind of operation, since John Payton had left, had gone and how far it might go into the future. But, man, winning games the way you have over the first 2 weeks of the season, that'll work wonders to kind of inject some confidence into the fan base, because that's 40 points in back-to-back weeks three. If you go back to the week 18 of last season, that's not normal. And this team is really a lot of fun to watch.
One of the things yesterday, and you were there, you saw it, watching it on TV, it seemed to me that the Saints offense really confounded the Dallas defense. It's almost as if they really couldn't figure out what was coming their way next. And like they had the wrong defense called multiple times. Did you get that same feeling?
You know, I think I understand why you say that, but I almost think that doesn't give enough credit to the play caller, because I think it was more – it was not necessarily that Dallas had no idea what was coming and they were constantly in the wrong defense. It's that the Saints just had all the answers, right? Like, you put a test out there and you just know all the answers to the test. And, you know, the Dallas Cowboys linebackers are trying to be hyper-aggressive and get up toward the line to stop the run. You hit them with a middle screen and let Alvin get out in space, and suddenly that aggression works against them. And it's just – and I think that's what Alvin said after the game. It felt like a practice rep, because it was the perfect call at the perfect time. And, you know, Rashid Shaheed on any safety is a mismatch. But, you know, I think that's really what it was about. Like, that's a good Cowboys defense. I think Micah Parsons described it coming out of the game, like trying to get to the quarterback was like going through a maze because of the scheme that they had and the way that they were able to send, you know, the Rashid touchdown was a good example of it, because you started off with kind of a strong side to the right with Adam Prentice and Foster Moreau lined up outside of Trevor Penning. And to all the world, it looks like, hey, we're going to max protect and give Trevor help on that side. But then you watch how the play develops, and Adam Prentice and Foster Moreau actually work over to the left side. You have Talia Sefuaga help toward the middle with Lucas Patrick. And then you have Foster Moreau and Adam Prentice actually blocking DeMarcus Lawrence on that side, and leave Trevor Penning one-on-one with Micah Parsons. And it's just those looks and the ability to kind of change what the defense is looking at pre-snap, but post-alignment. it's just clearly the Cowboys just could not handle it. And it's a similar scheme that they faced against the Packers in the playoffs, and they didn't handle it then well either. The other element is Alvin Kamara seems to gain superpowers whenever he's going against the Mike Zimmer defensive scheme. If you go back to that Christmas Day matchup, the last two games, mm-hmm. Alvin Kamara has faced Mike Zimmer teams, which Mike Zimmer is the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys now. He was the head coach of the Vikings back in that 2020 season. He's got 10 touchdowns in those two games. it was 6 rushing touchdowns on Christmas Day, and then he had 3 rushing touchdowns and then the long receiving touchdown in this game. Man, when it's going, it's going. And everything seemed to work yesterday.
This is not going to be the right terminology, you know, because I don't do what y'all do. But it seemed to me that both offensively and defensively, the Saints were very efficient. Their tackling was sound. Their blocking was sound. When there was a seam that was created, it seemed like the vision of the backs was huge. They saw the seam. They hit the seam. And with every run, it almost seemed like they got an extra 2 or 3 yards. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it kind of felt like they were running downhill a little bit, didn't it? You know, when you saw them get outside the tackles on third down, it's like, oh, they're getting there. It's just going to be a matter of which gap they attack. You look at that game, and Derek Carr only threw the ball 16 times. He had 11 completions. You put up 44 points. That's crazy.
It felt like more. When I looked at the stats, I was like, wait a minute. No, he threw the ball more. That's got to be a misprint.
Right.
That's what it felt like, right?
Touchdown passes, the yardage.
Yeah, well, it helps.
Quickly. Honestly, the only thing the offense didn't do particularly well was, you know, give the defense time to rest on the sideline because you were scoring so quickly. The defense, I thought, did a good job of, you know, the Dallas only got to the end zone once. They allowed some drives. It was a bend but don't break situation. The only touchdown was that kind of Vikings flashback from the playoffs where two guys had a chance at CeeDee Lamb and they both kind of bounced off. And even with that, you know, I thought it was a really strong day for the defense. And the way they've been complementing each other on the offense and the defensive side of the ball, timely. You know, even the one bad play for the offense, the interception, next play, Tyrann Mathieu gets the ball right back. It's just
right back.
When you're able to do stuff like that and the offense is able to support the defense and the defense is able to support the offense, you can win games the way the Saints have the last 2 weeks.
Only one sack allowed by the Saints against Derek Carr and 62% third down efficiency. Those are two stats that I absolutely love. And if they can do that week in and week out, we'll be in good shape for sure. Jeff Nowak, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time, your insight. Big game this week, though. This may be one of the biggest tests of the season, right?
No question. But, hey, I think there's going to be a lot. I think the narrative around this game going into this game is going to sound a lot different for the Saints than it did going into this week. I'm excited for it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
For sure, Newell. Thanks.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.